بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لما خلق الله آدم قال اذهب فسلم على أولئك نفر من الملائكة الجلوس فاستمع ما يحيونك فإنها تحيتك وتحية ذريتك فقال السلام عليكم فقالوا السلام عليك ورحمة الله فزادوه ورحمة الله متفق عليه. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said when Allah Ta'ala created Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah Ta'ala then tells Adam that go and greet, make salam to those people, a group of angels who are sitting, and then listen attentively to what jawab they give, how they reply to your greeting. Allah Ta'ala had taught Adam alayhi salatu salam from the various things that Allah had taught him to how to make salam to a person. In other words, how to greet a person. He must say assalamu alayka wa rahmatullah, assalamu alayka. So that Allah Ta'ala taught him. Now Allah Ta'ala wanted him to understand and to learn the jawab of the salam, the complete greeting. One is to make, initiate the salam and then to get a reply. فَإِنَّهَا تَحِيَّتُكُ وَتَحِيَّةُ ذُرِّيَّتِكُ. This entire salam, this greeting will be your greeting and the greeting of your entire progeny. So Adam alayhi salam went and he said, Assalamu alaykum. He made salam to the angels in this form, that peace be upon all of you. Assalamu alaykum. That is all what he said. The angels then replied and they said, Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullah. May peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah. So they increase the following word, wa rahmatullah. So this is the greeting of the ummah. Assalamu alaykum, we make, and wa alaykum assalam, wa rahmatullah. Other narrations explain to us that wa barakatuhu also, we should try and say. The more these words have been mentioned in the hadith, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, then we get more reward for it. So this was the greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu salam for his entire progeny, that is all of us. وعن أبي عمارة البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع: بعيادة المريض واتباع الجنائز وتشميت العاطس ونسي الضعيف وعون المظلوم وإفشاء السلام وإبرار المقسم. متفق عليه. هذا لفظ إحدى روايات البخاري. أبو عمارة Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah commanded us to do 7 things. First thing, bi'iyadat al-mareed, visiting the sick person. This is very, very rewarding in Sharia, highly encouraged to visit the sick person. Wattiba' al-janaiz, following the janazah, to attend the janazahs. One is we attend the janazah salah that takes place, and also you follow the janazah to the qabristan. The third thing, وَتَشْمِيتِ الْعَاطِسِ, when a person who sneezes, and only when he says, Alhamdulillah, we give jawab, we respond to his Alhamdulillah by saying, Yarhamukumullah. So this is known as وَتَشْمِيتِ الْعَاطِسِ. Somebody sneezes, and he says, Alhamdulillah, we should say, Yarhamukumullah. The next one is, وَنَصْرِ الضَّعِيفِ, helping the weak person. Person is in difficulty, he's weak, he doesn't have the strength, he's not a strong person. We need to assist him. وَعُونِ الْمَظْلُومِ, a person who is oppressed, to assist an oppressed person. So, assisting the weak, and then assisting the oppressed. وَإِفْشَاءِ السَّلَامِ, making salam common, spreading salam. And وَإِبْرَارِ الْمُقْسِمِ, and also to assist a person to fulfill his oath. A person has taken an oath in something, and it affects us. So we should assist him in fulfilling that oath. We should make it difficult for him not to be able to carry out that oath. So these are the 7 things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to visit the sick person, follow the janazah, attend the janazah, and to see yarhamukumullah when the person who sneezes and says alhamdulillah, wa nasri dhaif, helping the weak person, helping the person who is oppressed, spreading salam and assisting to fulfill the oath of a person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.